Hey, while we're on the subject of choice when it comes to wearing helmets if you're riding bikes, what about choice with how you are buried or cremated? What if a government decided it would deprive from you the choice to be buried? You had to be cremated. This is what is about to take place. From this Sunday, anyone who dies in the Chinese province of Anhui, just west of Shanghai, has to be cremated. Why would they do this? Well, what's behind this? And is it significant? Does it have any significance, particularly for Chinese culture? I'm joined now by the head of Chinese studies at Macquarie University, Dr. Shirley Chan. Shirley, has this happened before?
Oh, well, I think this is something striking a lot of people because, like, all of a sudden, you have quite a few senior citizens committed suicide, killed themselves just to be the burial ban deadline.
They've committed suicide just to make sure they can be buried instead of cremated.
That's right. Yes. I mean, this is not something happened every day before, but it seems because of this news, the burial ban deadline is approaching. And people in the rural areas, they try to beat this deadline. A lot of the people in the big city now, of course, they have different concepts. Most of them accept that they should be cremated. Yes.
But why would it be so important to anybody to be buried that they would commit suicide? Is there something cultural about that?
Oh, yes. You know, in China, the idea of entering the earth and being at peace or, you know, to be buried has thousands of years of tradition behind it. As a permanent burial spot was necessary for subsequent generations to pay respect to their ancestors.
So they believe that if they're cremated, that can't happen. They can't be at peace with the earth.
That's the traditional sort of belief, and they believe that the biological continuance through descendants is very important. And unlike many of other cultures, the Chinese typically saw the body as a value gift from the ancestors. Mm. That should, you know, one should place whole under the soil.
All right, so
in the village.
So given that significance, why would the Chinese government do this?
I think one thing is you have the very big population nowadays, you know, more than 1.3 billion we're talking about. And also, the local governments also rely so heavily on land transfers for their revenue. So that's why some people are very cynical about just who they want to save this land for. So when they hear the news, they think, you know, the value of the land goes up, yet, you know, the value of human lives goes down. And so they see some kind of, you know, they have this very negative attitude, especially in the rural area where these traditional thinking still have very deep influence in their mind.
Extraordinary story. Thank you very much for your expertise, Shirley. I appreciate it. That's Dr. Shirley Chan, head of Chinese studies at Macquarie University.